This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And I think each of us, particularly in the context of a pandemic that's killing millions of people, you have got to look at it and say there comes a time when you do have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own decision.
Nice try, pal.
We can gather for Christmas, or it's just too soon to tell.
You know, Margaret, it's just too soon to tell.
I'm not listening.
When you tell people that there are alternatives, that if you do not want to get vaccinated, you're not going to work, I think that the emergent nature of what we're dealing with actually does justify that.
Still not listening.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I truly believe that the mandates only divide us and only divide us more. From the standpoint of mandates, I don't believe in imposing upon our freedoms over and over and over.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Facebook is still down, and so is Instagram. I'm just reading the story from the Associated Press. This is epic, said Doug Mattery, director of Internet Analysis for Kentek Inc., a network monitoring and intelligence company. I'm just looking at the comments. I love the comments on this, stories like this. Facebook went off the air and the sun still rose in the east and set in the west. The wind blew, the rain and snow fell, the birds sang, the cows mooed in their pastures, and the earth kept turning just as it did before Facebook was invented. Here's another one, another message. Whoever is responsible for this, keep it up! Another one says, give them the Nobel Peace Prize. That's pretty funny stuff. Now do Twitter. Awesome. They all suck. Now they know how it feels. Let's see. Okay. Anyway, whatever's happening, you know, I'm not losing any sleep over it. Although I guess, Taylor, we're not on Facebook today, are we? That's the way it goes, heading west. All right. 844-500-4242. Time now for the chump line. The chump line is not down, though, is it?
That was your last chump line message.
Give me a B-I-B-E-N. What's that spelled? Brandon!
Brandon's my new hero. I don't even know his last name. I have no interest in knowing his last name. His last name may be Brandon, and his first is Let's Go Brandon. Those are his three names. Let's Go Brandon. Let's Go Brandon.
Love it. Can you believe Jihad Jake Sullivan is being outed for his role with a dodgy dossier? That dolt is about as good at covering up a smear campaign as he is at covering up his male pattern balding. He has the worst comb-over I've seen since Genghis Carr in a civil action.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, Mr. Secretary Jake Sullivan. Being compared to Jake Sullivan, how sharper than a serpent's tooth it is. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week celebrating NASCAR driver Brandon Brown. That's his last name, Brown. And his capacity to unite this entire country all across America in bars and sports venues, chants of Let's Go Brandon can be heard as fans unite behind this apparently amazing driver. Let's go Brandon! Let's go Brandon!
All the Let's presidential heroes were known by their initials, FDR, JFK, LBJ. Now there's a new one. FJB.
Is it FJB or LGB? LGB, let's go, Brandon.
That's just great.
I just got done with all my early Christmas shopping, and now I find out Lord Fauci is going to cancel it again. I won't make the same mistake next year.
If you don't like what Dr. Fauci says, just wait a few minutes. And so he has announced today that he is not canceling Christmas, and that anybody, just because they heard him say live on national television that it's too early to tell about canceling Christmas, that doesn't mean that he's even thinking about canceling Christmas. So come on. Come on, man.
On this day in history, October 4, 1957, the Soviet Union launched the Sputnik. Today, Joe Biden launched Spumoni from his tray table.
We'll get to the Joe Biden cuts a little bit later. Again, they weren't outstanding comic gold, but any day with Joe, he didn't exactly cover himself with glory. Of course, when does he?
In a gesture of compromise in the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill, AOC has agreed to only seek $5 million for transgender cattle studies.
Million? Nobody does millions anymore, man. It's all billions. And don't worry about the price tag. First of all, it's zero, and it's all going to be paid by what Joe Biden calls trillionaires.
Joe Biden said the fact that Hunter's paintings are still only $500,000 proves that there's no inflation.
It's a transitory phenomenon, as they say at the Federal Reserve.
When it comes to cable news coverage of the Biden administration, CNN is the What Me Worry channel.
It really is. There's no question about it. That's where Fauci went today to do a 180 on canceling Christmas. He didn't like those cartoons of him in his Grinch outfit. So he went on and he blamed the listeners. Who are you going to believe? Him or your lying ears and eyes?
Hey, Howie. How is it that Dr. Slouchy's 15 minutes of fame has turned into a year and a half?
A year and a half? I was just reading you that story about the AIDS panic. It's more like 40 years. He goes away. He's like a plague of locusts. What do they say? They only come out every 7 years? He comes out about once every 20 or 30 years, but he comes back. He's like a bad penny, as they say. You can't get rid of him.
I'm Joe Brandon, and I approve this message.
Mr. President, did you ever hear of a NASCAR driver named Brandon Brown? Why is everybody chanting his name in stadiums across and bars across and food courts across the country when very few people comparatively follow NASCAR?
You're a mean one. Dr. Fauci,
there we go.
You belong in jail.
Yeah, the Dr. Fauci didn't like Christmas very much, did he? He says he did now. Yesterday he hated Christmas. Today he's been turned around by all the Whos down in Whoville.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Canada geese, mallards, Howie Carr. Name three dumb ducks that fly south for the winter.
Hey-o!
You'll be laughing out of the other side of your face, pal, come mid-January.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it today for the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to leave a message at any time between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, you can do so. Go to this telephone number, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. Or if you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line, We call it Chop Chumps, all the messages that didn't make the version you just heard. We post Chop Chumps every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, celebrating NASCAR driver Brandon Brown and his capacity to unite the country from coast to coast. All across America, bars, sports venues, and malls, chants of "Let's go, Brandon" can be heard as fans unite behind this apparently amazing driver. Let's go, Brandon.
That's just great. I just got done with all my early Christmas shopping. And now I find out Lord Fauci is going to cancel it again. I won't make the same mistake next year.
What about all the people who took advantage of summer specials on frozen turkeys, thinking that Thanksgiving was going to be normal? How long until Charlie Parker cancels Thanksgiving again, at least in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get-off-my-lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial 7 digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by GoldCo. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will anyone be prosecuted for filming Senator Kyrsten Sinema in the bathroom?
No.
96% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. 781 says last night on NBC there were two. I saw two signs. One said LGB. It just hit me. That means let's go, Brandon. That's the new dog whistle for bleep Joe Biden. I hope so. Maybe we can help make it that, LGB. They can't really ban LGB because it's part of LGBTQ plus I and all that stuff, right? So it's got to be allowed. 844-500-4242. Let's play Biden. He was asked about Manchin and Sinema being harassed, and this is what he had to say. This is pretty amazing that he's this far gone that he would say something like this. And if he were a real president, if he were a Republican president, he would be excoriated. He would be bumping the Facebook disaster off the front page. Cut 13.
Mr. President, you're talking about how you have 48 Democratic votes right now. The other two have been pressured over the weekend by activists. Joe Manchin had people on kayaks show up to his boat to yell at him. Senator Sinema last night was chased into a restroom. Do you think that those tactics are crossing a line?
I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. From the only people it doesn't happen to are people who have Secret Service standing around them. It's part of the process.
Is it really part of the process? I'm just looking at the Arizona law. You know, they chased at least one illegal alien chased Kyrsten Sinema into the restroom at Arizona State where she teaches a class. According to Arizona law, videotaping someone in a restroom without obtaining his consent is a class 5 felony. Distributing the video, which is what this illegal alien did, is another class 5 felony violation. And because Senator Sinema is recognizable in the video, the class 5 felonies are upgraded to class 4 felonies. All of which can result in sentences of between 6 months and 3 3/4 years. Plus, threatening a sitting senator is apparently a federal crime. and you can get up to 5 years in federal prison. But it's just part of the process as far as dementia Joe Biden is concerned. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, Facebook takes two in the hat. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh. I think you're right. Let's see here. Paula, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paula.
Did you know that more Americans have now died of COVID-19 in the last year and a half than have died of AIDS in the last 40 years since the HIV virus was discovered?
I know. Do you really believe these numbers? I mean, how much confidence do you have in any of these numbers that they're putting out, whether it's the number of vaccinations or the number of or hospitalizations or deaths particularly?
I have a great deal of confidence in them.
Really? You've heard about all these coroners talking about all the people that, you know, were died of murder suicides or were killed in motorcycle accidents or there was no indication that they had COVID until the state posted them as deaths. You've read all these stories, right?
No, but why would there be so much lying all over the country?
Why?
I mean, but honestly,
because you get these hospitals, I believe, get a lot more money if they can show that someone died with COVID. And you know, for a while, I don't think it's in place now, but maybe it is. A family, if the relative, the victim, died of COVID, they could get $3,000 or $5,000 from the federal government for their funerals. There's all kinds of money all over the place because of COVID. And if you can somehow connect anything that happened to you to COVID, you can get a lot of money from the feds. They're running the printing presses 24 hours a day, Paula.
That takes belief in a conspiracy theory of a Titanic level. I mean,
it's free money. If you give away, Paula, anything the government subsidizes, would you agree? Anything the government subsidizes, you get more of? Would you agree with that?
Not on this scale.
But under any scale, if the government's giving out free ice cream in a city, there's going to be a line of people on the 4th of July or on Christmas Eve to get free ice cream. And if you're giving away trillions of dollars for COVID, you're going to get more people claiming that they have COVID or they're affected somehow by COVID. Thanks for the call, Paula. You got to have more skepticism. Fauci was lying about AIDS, and now he's lying about COVID. I mean, it's, false in one, false in all. That's an old legal saying, you know, and it's true. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Hey, your last caller, she said that she'd have to believe in a colossal scheme there. Go look at our southern border. People are showing up here for billions of free dollars.
Right. I know. We've told them you get into the country, everything is free. You never have to work again. You don't have to do anything. You can commit crimes. You can come in with diseases. You won't be hassled under any circumstances. And so guess what? They're coming from everywhere, right?
An illegal alien chased Cinema into the bathroom. Nothing's going to happen.
I know. Not only did she chase her into the bathroom, she videotaped her. That's a felony. And a U.S. senator was threatened. That's a federal felony. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Isn't it ironic that Facebook would be taken down on October the 4th, 10-4, as Broderick Crawford and then later Sheriff Buford T. Justice used to say?
That's a big 10-4!
That's from Smokey and the Bandit. We would have preferred to go with Broderick Crawford, it would have taken too long to go through an entire episode of Highway Patrol. Although they're all available on YouTube, by the way. I've had my problems with YouTube over the past few months, but you know, YouTube is good for some things. Other than broadcasting my show, I don't know what good Facebook is. I'm not a big Facebook guy. 844-500-4242. 617 says the media are now referring to the illegal harassers as cinema's constituents. I didn't know she represented Mexico. I thought she represented Arizona. 844-500-4242. The last caller that was the moon bat who doesn't believe that there's a conspiracy to inflate the COVID death toll. She still believes in Easter Bunny and Santa, says someone. She sounds like Elizabeth Warren. Whatever the left doesn't like, they call conspiracy theories. That is so true. That is really true. 844-500-4242. All right, let's play some. Before we go back to the phone lines, I want to play some of these Biden cuts. Biden went out there today, and I think if you had to sum it up in one sentence, it's not his fault. He blamed everybody else in the world for the fact that he can't get this done, and thank God he can't, by the way. But I, you know, as he was talking about how he doesn't have the senators to get it done, I was reminded of a really memorable photo in one of the biographies of Lyndon Baines Johnson, and I think it was Master of the Senate by Robert Caro. And when he was running the Senate, he was the majority leader, and he just controlled everything. And there's a picture of Lyndon Johnson when he's senator from Texas before he was elected vice president and then president. And he is in the face, literally in the face of Senator Theodore F. Green, who the airport in Providence is named after. And Green probably was about 85 years old. He had a little mustache, just a little wimpy Casper Milquetoast guy, and Johnson is like towering over him, and he's bent over almost at a 90-degree angle, trying to escape Lyndon Johnson. And I'm thinking to myself, what would Lyndon Johnson do in this case? And thank goodness he's not president, because he would have this monstrosity passed by now. But again, Biden was in the Senate for probably twice as long or three times as long as Lyndon Johnson. And he never could, and he doesn't know how to get anything done. Of course, he's Lyndon Johnson. He had a heart condition, and he was a bad guy, but he wasn't senile. So I guess that's one difference between them. But anyway, let's play cut three from Joe Biden about how it's not his fault. Cut three.
And raising the debt limit is usually a bipartisan undertaking, and it should be. That's what is not happening today.
That's what is not happening today. That is what is not happening today. Okay. So whose fault is it? Cut four.
The reason we have to raise the debt limit is in part because of the reckless tax and spending policies under the previous Trump administration. In 4 years, they incurred nearly $8 trillion. In 4 years, $8 trillion in additional debt.
And I'm going to make them look like pikers. That was too much, but so why are you incurring more debt then? And they incurred. Cut five.
Folks watching at home, you should know this is the Republican position. Here's it is. They won't vote to raise the debt limit to cover their own spending.
Here's it is. It is what it is, as Bill Belichick likes to say, right? And I saw Mac Jones is now saying the same thing. It is what it is. Here's it is. It wouldn't be a Joe Biden press availability without some coughing and slurring. Cut six.
So let's be clear. Not only are Republicans refusing to do their job,
The threatening used the power, their power, to prevent us from doing our job.
Cut 7.
Their obstruction and irresponsibility knows absolutely no bounds, excuse me, especially as we're clawing our way out of this pandemic.
Are we clawing our way out of it, Joe? I thought it was getting worse. And if it seems to be getting better, it's buried on the back pages of the newspapers and not even mentioned on the television newscasts. Let's have some more coughing as you describe the disaster that's about to befall us. Cut 8.
We're just asking them not to use procedural tricks to block us from doing the job that they won't do. Meteor is headed to crash into our economy.
What did he say? Procedural tricks?
We're just asking them not to use procedural tricks to block us from doing the job that they won't do.
Isn't that what's called the Senate rules? Procedural tricks. And listen to this. And again, remember Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson could get the senators to do anything. But Biden is complaining. He says, I only have 50 votes. You have a 51st vote, your idiotic vice president, cackling Kamala Harris. You have a majority. You can't complain. If you have a majority, you can't complain. Sometimes the fault, dear Brandon, is not in the stars, but in ourselves, that we are underlings. Cut 9.
Why were you unable, Mr. President, to close the deal with members of your own party on key parts of your legislative agenda last week?
Thank you. I'm unable to close the deal on 99% of my party. Two people. That's still underway. I don't think there's been a president who's been able to close deals that's been in a position where he has only 50 votes in the Senate and a bare majority in the House. This is a process. We'll get it done.
Nixon never had a majority of Republicans in the House or the Senate. Reagan didn't have a majority except for very few. He never had it in the House. He only had it for, 6 years in the Senate. So Reagan operated without a majority. Nixon, George H.W. Bush didn't have a majority in the House. He got things done. So again, that's just another lie. 844-500-4242. Cut 10.
Mr. President, it sounds like you're putting the blame squarely on two U.S. senators for your inability to close that deal, Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin. Am I incorrect? Is that who the blame lies with?
Look, I need 50 votes in the Senate. I have 48.
844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, he always sounds like he's on Jack Daniels. But, Howie, I did have a call about, General Milley was responsible. We have 13 dead soldiers in Afghanistan, 18 gravely wounded, 169 Afghans that were killed over there. And Colonel Stuart Scheller today is in solitary confinement. And the Marine Corps have had a great tradition. They're also looking for a few good men. What parents are going to allow their 18-year-old kids to join the Marine Corps when they're just left in a combat zone, in a very dangerous situation, and no one's held accountable? And when Colonel Schiller speaks out and says that someone needs to be held accountable because those deaths were not needed, he's put in jail. What parent in their right mind?
I know, and the illegal alien that chased Senator Sinema into the restroom and then videotaped her inside the stall. She committed federal and state crimes. Nothing's going to happen to her. She's not in solitary confinement in the brig at Camp Lejeune or Paris Island or any other Marine Corps base, is she?
No, Howie, and that guy was a 17-year vet in combat zones, Howie, risking his life for our country, and then he says, hey, those 13 people didn't need to die the way they did. It is neglect here. They put him in jail. Millie and Austin are sitting It's a disgrace.
I know. And Milley, you know, even at those hearings in Congress, he wasn't really called out for much for calling that strike on the family, the Afghan family in the white Toyota, the seven kids and three adults. He wasn't called out for describing that as a righteous strike. I mean, can you imagine if a Trump general had called a hit on that killed seven children a righteous strike? Again, they would be up in arms. It would be like following Ilhan Omar or AOC into a ladies' room and videotaping them. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Everybody's saying this might be the year to actually get some of your Christmas gifts. I do know of one gift that you ought to buy right now. So why do I love this gift? First, it's hard to find a gift that everyone doesn't already have, right? And this one, I'm going to bet nobody has. You definitely can't get this one at a big box store or even on the internet, which is why I'm really excited to give my listeners an early Christmas heads up on this. It's an heirloom soup bean Christmas gift box, and it's got 10 different hard-to-find gourmet soup bean varieties, a beautiful soup bean book, and a voucher for their complete gourmet cooking with heirloom soup beans online training courses. Not only do these fresh heirloom soup beans taste simply amazing, they're great for your immune system too. So this year, help stop the insanity outside by giving a gift that'll warm the heart on the inside. One that's healthy, beautiful to look at, and one that I bet no one on your Christmas list has already. Go to heirloomsoupbeans.com. That's heirloomsoupbeans.com to order one of these gorgeous heirloom soup bean gift boxes today. That's heirloomsoupbeans.com. Supplies are truly limited. That's heirloomsoupbeans.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
You know, the thing is, he keeps talking about the Senate, but they have a majority in the House. Granted, it's like 3 or 5 votes. It's a bare majority, but they have a majority. He can't get it through the House. And when he wasn't able to get it passed, these bills passed in the House, why did he go up to talk to the Senate? I mean, it didn't make any sense, did it? And then I guess over the weekend, they posted some video at the White House of him at the congressional baseball game, and they had all these people or these women. It sounded like teenage girls. It sounded like the extras from Mean Girls. We love Joe. We love Joe. Was that real? People are saying that wasn't real, that they just dubbed that. They overdubbed it to make it, you know, to do away with the Let's Go, to sort of counteract the Let's Go Brandon chants around the country. 844-500-4242. 781, we can't allow the other side to use the same procedural tricks that we use against them. Yeah, I know. They call it the time-honored rules of the Senate when they're using them. When Republicans are using them, they're procedural tricks. And, of course, the mainstream media never calls them out on it, of course. 508 says, the more he lies, the more he coughs. And, you know, this guy, Schiller, the lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps, now it's turning out that he tweeted out some really nasty stuff about Trump too. I don't know what's going on with that guy. He raised $2.3 million in his GoFundMe pages and through whatever his campaigns he's been running or his lawyers have been running. And then he turns on the Trumps and he says, "Tell your son to stop tweeting about me and all this stuff." I don't know what the hell's going on with that guy Schiller, but I don't think he should be in prison under any circumstances. Again, I want that illegal alien that busted into the ladies' room in prison. 844-500-4242. They're always throwing people in prison or you know, ruining their lives. They just did one in New York. Some guy who owned like 3 little restaurants. And again, it was a horrible thing he was doing. He was, videotaping the bathroom that his kids or the nanny was in or something. I mean, what's the difference from what she did as opposed to what all these people do, or Chuck Berry did, or the state rep in the old days from Malden, the big fat guy? They all do it. They're all doing the same thing. But this woman gets a pass because she's an illegal alien and she's a leftist. Ben, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Howie. Hey, you know, that $8 trillion that Joe was talking about, blaming on Trump, that's China's fault. I mean, we seem to forget who started this thing. You know, he's the reason, China's the reason, you know, Joe's business partners, that we are in this debt, that so many people have died. But that's not what I called for. It was the question that Fauci answered about, you know, all these illegal immigrants coming across the border, and no, they're not the reason that there's a spike. But no one followed up the next obvious question, which we shut down for, why we're wearing masks, is to lessen the burden on the medical system. So, you know, if the figures are right, you're talking about 200,000 illegals coming across the border who are infected. How many of them are going to end up in the hospital under intensive care?
Well, you know, the other thing, Ben, is that you know, the ones that aren't sick with COVID, they're carrying other diseases, and these are infectious diseases. The Afghans too. I mean, they brought in the Afghans into Northern Virginia, and days later there was a measles outburst in Northern Virginia, Ben. And I mean, and measles is a fairly mild disease compared to some of the stuff they're bringing in here, these people from south of the border. I mean, you're right, it's a disaster. And for Fauci to just brush it off, it's like when he was asked about gay hookups during he didn't want anybody going home for Thanksgiving or Christmas. That was terrible. But if you wanted to do a gay hookup, that was okay by Fauci. That's what he said. And then now he's saying that the immigrants are not driving the surge. Have we got time to play the cut three here? Just to hear it, if people haven't heard it. It's your fault.
Are immigrants a major reason why COVID-19 is spreading in the U.S.?
No, absolutely not, Dan. I mean, if you just look at the data and look at the people who've gotten infected, look at the people who are in the hospital, look at the people who've died, this is not driven by immigrants. This is the problem within our country, the same way it's a problem with other countries throughout the world. I mean, the idea when you have 700,000 Americans dead and millions and millions and millions of Americans getting infected, that you don't want to look outside to the problem. The problem is within our own country.
They're
certainly
coming into
immigrants
this country,
can get infected, but they're
Doc.
Not the driving force of this. Let's face reality here.
Yeah, so whenever he doesn't want to face reality, he says, let's face reality. This is, projection. This is Orwellian. Thank God. Thank goodness. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.